I have a three-year-old. We were all three-year-olds at one time. And we're probably all familiar with Maurice Sendak, Where the Wild Things Are. And there's something about him that everyone loves. And there's, I think for me, it's all the shadow in his pictures, you know? That there's always like, and it's not mystery, it's darker than mystery somehow. Something dangerous is always on the edge of all of his pictures. And kids love it, you know, like we do. We're amazed. This is a tiny little poem that I wrote called For Maurice Sendak. And he actually collaborated with a poet named Randall Jarrell. And he wrote a book called Fly By Night. And there's another one, The Bats, I can't remember. Anyway, this poem remembers that collaboration a little too. Always in the night, there's a naked boy flying through the city. There's a naked boy floating on his back. There's a naked boy hovering over the town near where you live, and his foot grazes the high church steeple. There's another one, upside down, sleeping in the dark branches of an apple tree. Look, there are hundreds of boys, hundreds of girls, floating in the sweet dark of late, late April. And soon enough, it will be light everywhere, and the moon will close its large, sensitive eyes. Its black, long lashes shut when the moon blinks, and the moon blinks all the time. Now, quietly, someone floats through the pine trees of a yard in Brooklyn and up around the dark skyscrapers that tower over the city. And this boy thinks as the moon sinks, dreaming is like a power. And New York City gets this sudden and tiny shower.